The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for joining me today. The executive director of the Great Plains Black History Museum, Eric Ewing, is with me today. Eric, thank you so much for joining me.
Mike, thanks for having me. We appreciate it.
The Great Plains Black History Museum, can you give us a little background on how this came to be and what the mission is?
So we were started back in 1976 by Mrs. Bertha Calloway. We actually, she started the museum out of the old Webster building. She ran the museum up until the 1990s. And we've been currently in the location that we're at now for a little over almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in a couple more months.
With it being Black Philanthropy Month right now, a good opportunity for folks if they wanted to help out the Great Plains Black History Museum. One could go to gpblackhistorymuseum.org and, of course, make a contribution. This is a very, very important time in the history of this country. How do you feel about the importance of telling the story of history correctly so that we can move forward in a positive light?
I think everyone needs to be aware of all history and all the occurrence. I like to share with people, first and foremost, what we cover is American history, first and foremost. But it's American history told through the lens of African Americans. And so it's a part of that history to help give a well-rounded and tell the everything. So then that way people truly get an opportunity to learn all the aspects of history.
With the COVID situation going on right now, you do request that guests that want to come see the museum and tour the museum book an appointment. You're open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 5 p.m., but you are asking for appointments to be booked. There's social distancing, no more than 8 visitors at a time, and of course, face masks required throughout the city of Omaha right now anyway. But past that, the doors are wide open for folks to come in, correct?
Yes, and we are also providing for our organizations who maybe like to do something with their staff. We're providing what's called luncheon tours, and there we provide virtual 1-hour tours of the museum, and so the visitors get the chance to see the current exhibits on display without actually having to leave their desk, and to a little bit of local history as well as national history as it pertains to African Americans.
What are some of the artifacts or some of the displays that might surprise people, or people might just go, my gosh, I didn't know that?
You know, you ask that question, and a lot of times, actually, I get that response from pretty much all the exhibits that we have. You know, we only have 2 permanent exhibits, and even some of the artifacts in those change every now and then. Those 2 permanent exhibits are called Hate and Hope. But the other exhibits we currently have on display, now we've got the League of Our Own, the Negro League Baseball exhibit. Of course, this year is the 100th anniversary of the commencement of the Negro League. We also have on display the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedoms. Of course, August is the month in which that event occurred, August 28th of 1963. And then we have an exhibit currently on display called Black Citizenship in the Age of Jim Crow. And that kind of takes you to the events that occurred from the Civil War up until Jim Crow era.
Is it helpful in any way for people to see some of these exhibits and try to bridge the gap or start the healing from the injustices that have happened and then move forward to prevent them from happening in the future?
Yes, I think it's very important. And actually, I hope when people come in, it starts dialogue. You know, it starts conversation, maybe comfortable, uncomfortable conversation, but, you know, just something to get people talking, because I think once we, you know, people start talking, they start to potentially gain a better understanding of, you know, certain situations and circumstances. And although, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I wasn't a part of that, you know, but you... Even if you weren't a part of those things that have occurred in history, you can still learn from it and therefore prevent it from happening again. And then, you know, you can grow.
What is your level of optimism for the future moving forward?
Well, you know, I'm an optimistic individual. So, you know, I look at there's always chance for greatness and a chance for everyone to realize the greatness of everyone and the contributions of everyone. So I'm pretty optimistic that, as we go along, we'll get it right. You know, I think this is another moment in history where people are woke and they're aware of, you know, situations and things that are happening. And hopefully it's an opportunity for them not to go back to sleep, to become engaged, and to make America and make the world better for everyone.
If you would like to virtually take a tour, make contributions, or make a reservation to see the museum in person, one can go to gpblackhistorymuseum.org. He is Eric Ewing, the executive director of the Great Plains Black History Museum. Thank you, sir, for your time. It was just a real pleasure to chat with you.
You're welcome. I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on today.